Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13. And I've got a reader up here tonight, Brother Charlie. Everybody said, bless Brother Charlie. Bless Brother Charlie. Amen. And I just need a little bit of help reading. I've got some scriptures I want to read. And we're going to start here tonight with Ephesians 6 and verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Everybody said withstand. That means to fight against in the evil day. And having done all, everybody said, I've done everything. Done everything. Don't even know what to do now. He said, and having done all, stand. To stand. Praise God. I just want to preach a little bit tonight when you've done everything. Amen. What to do when you've done everything. Can we pray and ask for the blessings of the Lord upon the Word of God tonight? Lord, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor for the Word of God tonight. Help us to share the Word of God. Help us to preach the Word of God tonight with accuracy and with anointing. We give you thanks for the Word today in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Praise God. There's something here in this word stand. It means to abide or to continue. And the scriptures are very clear tonight that as a child of God, if we are going to be victorious, we have to have the ability to stand. Running sometimes is easy, especially when there's an anointing upon it. And fighting many times occupies us. And when we worship the Lord, it inspires us as we feel the presence of God. But those three areas, running and fighting and worship, are the easier parts of living for God. Amen. But there are many today that do not have the ability to stand. Amen. And we can do all sorts of things to occupy our time. But what the Lord is looking for is somebody that is not necessarily caught up in the accomplishments of life or maybe even the accomplishments in the kingdom of God, but somebody that has the ability to just stand your ground. Amen. There's something beautiful about that, something very powerful about that. And so much of Christianity today, and I'll go outside of the general Christianity and just say in our society in general, there is not a lot of folks who are stable and solid. Amen. Not a lot of folks that are stable and solid. It doesn't really matter where I go if I just ask that simple question, what is the gospel? Amen. And maybe if I were to go outside of the Christian community and go to those that don't go to church, those that don't know the Lord, and just say, what is the plan for your life? Amen. The gospel is the plan for our life in the church. Amen. But what is your plan for life? What is the goal that you're reaching for? And I'll guarantee you tonight that there are probably 90% or more that will shrug their shoulders and say, I don't know what the plan is for my life. I have no idea what I'm doing here or what it's all about. All I do is live for the day. All I do is just live for the moment and the feelings that I have at that point in time. Well, I want you to know tonight, my friend, you've got to have a direction in your life if you're going to be fruitful and blessed in your life. Things don't just happen. Amen. Come on, somebody, help me tonight. They don't just happen. It's got to be somebody that has a plan, somebody that has a calling. We were down in Aransas Pass, and we were helping out a little bit, put that little bitty drop in the big bucket down there. And across the street, Brother Riley was talking about that when he was here. And the hurricane, they really think it was a tornado that was spun off of the hurricane because it was just a narrow pathway that went through there. It destroyed their church, and it destroyed part of the high school. And the people at the high school were rebuilding, and the people at the church were rebuilding. And the people at the church was going up faster than the school was going up. And Brother Riley said, that's their job. This is our passion. Amen. And you got to ask yourself as you go through life, what is my passion? Amen. If your passion is video games, you're going to end up in life with nothing. If your passion tonight is to fulfill the lust of your flesh, you're going to end up in depression. Amen. If your passion in life is doing drugs and getting involved with the wrong crowd, you're going to end up in depression in your life, because that's not a direction that will take you to joy and peace. It's not a direction that will bless you in your life. Amen. What you've got to have is a star that you're following. Praise God. What you've got to have is a call in your life. Amen. A plan, a purpose that is higher than yourself. There are so many today that are wanting to do this, that, or the other so that they can get something. And beware when you get around people that just do what they do so that they themselves can get benefit from that activity. Amen. Because that is the empty way to go in life. Jesus said, if a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, what has he gained? He's gained nothing. He's gained nothing. And so you've got to have a guiding star in your life. And I would say tonight that guiding star is Jesus Christ, the bright and the morning star. Amen. The bright and the morning star. And you can see that bright and morning star in the evening sky. Jupiter is as close as it's been in a long time. And with just a pair of binoculars, you can see the moons around Jupiter in the southeastern part of the sky at night. It's the brightest thing in the sky. And when I look at that, I say, the bright and morning star. There it is right there. Brighter than any of the other stars. Amen. Shining brighter. Oh, there's lots of stars in this world, but most of them have come and gone. And the stars of our world are going to pass away. Amen. But there's one that's brighter than all the rest of them. Praise God. There's one that is brighter than all the rest of them, and that is God and His Word. Amen. Come on, somebody, help the pastor tonight. We need to get some work done here. Praise God. We need to be fruitful in what we're doing here tonight. And sometimes when you know what you're doing in life and where you've come from, amen, we stand tonight because we know where we are and we know why we are here. Amen. There are many that have fallen away because they don't know where they are and they don't know how they got here. Amen. Maybe you've just been brought here by your parents. Maybe this is your first time to be in the house of God. I don't think we have any first-time visitors here tonight. We thank God for all of the visitors. But at some point in life, you've got to be able to recognize where you are and how you got to where you are. Praise God. And once you know those two things, then and only then can you understand where you are headed and where you're going to end up in life. Amen. And when you know these things and you understand where you are and why you're here, amen, then you have the ability to stand. Amen. Well, praise God. It's then and only then that you can develop the ability to stand. Well, why are we just standing? Because we know where we are and we know why we're here. Praise God. and we know where we're headed, and we've got a star that we're following, and we've done everything that we can think to do. We've wrestled with the world, we've wrestled with the devil, we've wrestled with the flesh, and it seems like sometimes that we're not making any headway. Oh, there are so many that have turned aside to this excitement and that excitement. Yes, even in the religious world, there are many that have turned away and going to the bells and the whistles and all of that to try to get people excited. But I'm not here tonight to try to get everybody excited. I'm here tonight to give you something solid in your life. Well, praise God, something that's going to be immovable. And sometimes when we know where we are and why we're here, there is of necessity that we just stand. Amen. We just got to stand sometimes. Amen. And when we know those two things, then we're not going to be sidetracked. And we're not going to be taken away by the cares of this world and by the deceitfulness of riches. We're not going to be carried away off of our foundation because somebody comes along and offends us. Amen. We're not going to be taken off of this foundation because it seems at the present moment that there is no movement forward. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, I got my mind made up, and I hope you've got your mind made up. I'm not going to be sidetracked from doing the will of God and the purpose of God in my life. Well, praise God. And when we know where we are, and when we know why we're here, amen, then we know where we need to be. Amen. Then we know where we need to be. Praise God. And this might be a foreign concept to somebody here tonight, but living for God gives you a sure direction. Amen. Living for God, and it doesn't matter what's happening in your life, you've got a solid foundation that you're standing upon. The storms and the winds can blow against your life, but it just stands. The house just stood. Amen. It didn't fight. It didn't do anything. It was ready to fight if it needed to, but there are times when you've got to show your strength and just stand. Amen. Just stand strong, strong for the gospel, strong for the Lord, strong for your brothers and sisters in the church. We're going to just stand strong, amen, because we know where we are and we know how we got here. Praise God, and we know where we need to be, amen. We're not going to lose sight of the goal that is before us. We're not going to lose sight. Well, praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Amen. We're not going to lose sight of the revival that the ministry has brought to us over the last couple of weeks. Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. And I want to make it to heaven ultimately. That's the guiding star of my life right there. I want to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." But you know, there are things that will come along. And Brother Charlie, have you got Revelation chapter 6 and verse 9? Read for us.
"And when he had opened this fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, 'How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?' And white robes were given unto every one of them. It was said unto them, that they should rest for a little season, until their fellow servants and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood.
Listen to this.
And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs, when she is taken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and the rocks and the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne.
Yes.
And from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand?
Who shall be able to stand? Amen. This is a direct prophecy of what is coming upon this world. Amen. It's not all fun and games all the time. It's not getting what I want all the time. Amen. There is a day that is coming upon this world. Thank God the church is going to be gone when this comes. But I caught that out of that scripture. The great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? At that point in time, there will be nobody that will be able to stand. They will go into the rocks and the dens of the mountains, and they will say, "Fall on us, for the great wrath of the Lamb is now upon this world." Amen. The high people, the low people, everybody in between. Amen. They don't have direction. They don't know how they got there. They don't know where they're going. They just know that all of a sudden trouble has come in this world, and we don't know what to do about it. Praise God. And Scripture gives us a lot of different things that are going to happen in the last days. But in the last days, perilous times shall come. In the last days, there will be so much that will draw people in a particular direction. They said that Steve Jobs, who started Apple Computer, would go around and he would say to specific individuals that he needed their help, he would say, "Why don't you join me and let's come change the world?" He had a high vision of something, but he really didn't know exactly what that vision was. It was basically for himself. And he has literally changed the world, but it has not been changed for the better. It has not been changed for the better. We were on our way to church, and we had to drop a piece of mail off. And as we were going down there, there were three boys that were walking down the street. And they were just, they all had their heads down, and they had something in their hands. And they're all three walking together. And I could see them as they were doing this with their thumbs. I've never been able to do that with my thumb. And thank God. I just push that microphone and talk into it, and it does all the rest. Right. Well, praise God. And I said, "There's those three boys. They're talking to each other." Not a word was being said. And they probably weren't talking to each other. Probably what they were doing was they were going to a place, an imaginary place that they had never been before. Amen. They were in the company of friends, but in their heart they were somewhere else. In their mind they were somewhere else. In their fantasies they were somewhere else. Hey, listen to me tonight. Listen to the preacher. I know what I'm talking about. I was a young man at one point in time. The highest technology that we had was when we had the party lines on the phone. And if we wanted to go to another place and understand what's going on somewhere else, we'd wait for the phone to ring. And if we knew it was Bertha down the street, amen, the town gossip, we could just slowly pick up the receiver on the phone so it wouldn't click, and we could sit there and listen in on their conversation. Well, praise the Lord. But it's a whole lot different today in this generation. You can get that little thing out, and you can pull up pornography just like that. And you don't have to pull it up. It will get there by itself. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. And it did not change the world for the better. What it did was it got everybody unified in one gigantic crowd. And everybody's going in the same direction. Amen. Everybody's moving in a direction only to fulfill their own desires, only to make their life more comfortable. And I'm not against making your life more comfortable, but if all that you're living for is for that, it's a very, very empty existence. Praise God. And the wrath of God is going to come upon this world, and it's going to be so bad that they are going to say, who shall be able to stand? Amen. The day is going to come when all men will be tried, and the only ones that are going to make it are those who are standing. Amen. We've got to get back, folks, to the basics of real apostolic power and a move of the Spirit of God. We've got to get back to that. Praise God. And there's some areas that I want to talk about here tonight that are very, very important because you're going to face opposition. You're going to face pressure. You're going to feel like you've got a ball and chain around your leg. Amen. You're going to feel like the things that I'm going through are just too difficult for me to overcome. I've done everything I can think of. I've done everything that I've prayed about. I've sought the will of God. Amen. And I've done everything that I can think of, but I'm preaching to you tonight. Amen. What you need to do is stand. Amen. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. The evil day is the day of fighting. Amen. The day of fighting the devil, the flesh, and the world. And after you live for God for a while, you get those things conquered pretty much. You'll have to deal with things the rest of your life. But there's a lot that we get settled in our life. We get settled in this way of holiness. Thank God for this way of holiness. Thank God for this way of truth. Amen. And we get settled in that. We don't come to church and question in our mind how many gods there are. We know there's only one God. We've got that settled in our life. We've got a foundation that we are built upon, the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. We have built a foundation, and Paul said that there is no other foundation, that is laid than has already been laid, and that is Jesus Christ and the Word of God. I'm paraphrasing that, but what we got to understand is there is more than just establishing some things. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, as the sparks fly upward, trouble springs up out of the ground. Situations that we never dreamed we'd have to deal with in our life, all of a sudden they present themselves. Amen. As somebody said, you couldn't have made it up if you tried. And there it is, and it's reality. And it's staring you in the face. And it's saying, I'm gonna destroy the things that you have built upon. Amen. I'm going to destroy the foundation that you have laid in your life. Amen. And you pray against it and it doesn't seem to do any good. And you worship the Lord at church, but when you leave, it's still tied around your ankle and you're dragging it with you wherever you go. You wake up in the morning and a spirit of fear comes upon you as you begin the day. Amen. I know what I'm talking about and I'm preaching to somebody here tonight. Amen. When you have done all, we've got the shield of faith. Thank God for faith. I have faith tonight. I have faith tonight. And my faith in some areas has become knowledge. Amen. I know the Lord's going to help me. I don't know how, but it's not going to be a big stumbling block for me. I'm going to make it through this. Amen. We have the helmet of salvation. We know how to that we're saved. We've been baptized in His name, filled with the Holy Ghost. We've come to the altar of repentance, and we do that regularly. But we get up and we go back out the door into the world for the week, and there's that ball and chain hanging around your ankle again. Amen. You put on the breastplate of righteousness. I could go through all of that. The shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. We're teaching Bible studies. We're talking to people. We're letting our light shine. We put on the whole armor of God. Amen. And there are those that would probably, without knowing it, make us discouraged a little bit. When they say, well, we did this, and all of a sudden we have revival, and many people are praying through. We've had healings and all of that. Why isn't it happening in my life? I'm doing the same thing that they're doing. Well, it might just be, my friend, that God is wanting to teach you how to just stand. Amen. Praise God. When you've done all, just stand. Amen. That we might withstand, he said, take unto you the whole armor of God. And we can withstand, and that withstanding is not standing, it's withstanding. It's actually going into the enemy's territory and fighting the battle and winning that battle. Praise God. It is wrestling with spirits of hell. We are wrestling against principalities and powers. And we understand that. And we war against that. And we fight against that. Amen. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And what he was referring to was how they fought battles in his day. And if they destroyed a city, they would literally take hooks and ropes, and they would pull the walls of the city down, and they would pull down the strongholds so that that thing could never come up and rise up against them again. Amen. And we've done that. Some of you have done that. Some of you are still in the battle tonight. But I'm telling you what, God is wanting us to know that there is a time that we should just stand. Just stand. Amen. It's not time to fight. It's not time to run. It's not time to walk. It's just time to stand. Amen. I'm standing on the worship that I have established in my life. I'm standing on the righteousness that I have established in my life. I'm standing on the faith that I have already established and fought battles to get. Amen. Now, we've done everything, and all we're going to do is just stand there. Amen. And enjoy what God has given to us. If you're going to make it, you got to learn how to stand. Well, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Got to know how to stand. And I read that in Ephesians chapter 6 and 13. Read verse 14 through 18 for us.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Praise God. Looks like an awful lot right there. But I'll tell you what, after living for the Lord for a while, you get those things on you. Amen. You learn how to put it on. Amen. You've got it tailor-made to your life. Praise God. The sleeves are the right length. The shoes fit good. And you're a warrior. Amen. You're not doing this to get in a parade, but you're doing this to fight the battles that you've already fought. Praise God. And you've done that. And he says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. In other words, once you've gird yourself about truth, and once you put on the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet and the sword and the shoes and everything, we could talk about those. I'm not going to talk about those tonight. But once you've got those things established in your life, he said, stand therefore. Amen. There's a time to just stand your ground. Praise God. The enemy wants to come along, and I've got a feeling tonight the enemy has already come along in somebody's life here tonight, and you've been considering suicide. Amen. You've been considering some horrible things in your life because you don't know which way to go. I may not just necessarily be talking to an apostolic here tonight, but I'm telling you what, the devil will play games in your mind and tell you all sorts of things. Why? Because he wants to move you off of that foundation. What you've got to do is get your feet planted way down to bedrock. Amen. Cement them in place and say, let the storms come. I can't stop the storm. Let the winds come. I can't stop the wind. Let the waves beat against my house. I can't stop that. But there is one thing I can do, bless your heart. I can just stay put right where I am, and I can stand on the truth of the Word of God. I can stand on the past victories. Devil, you're not going to get my holiness. Devil, you're not going to get my worship. Devil, you're not going to get my faith, because I've got something solid in my life that I have established. Oh, praise God. Praise God. There's a time to stand. And somebody needs to get a hold of this tonight and learn what it means to stand. Stand when you're sick. Amen. Stand when you got a surgery ahead of you. Stand when you don't know what's going on or what's wrong with your body. I'm telling you what, there's a time you just got to learn to stand. Praise God. I'm not moving. I'm not backing up. I'm just going to stand on God and the things that I've established in my life. Well, praise the Lord. Because there are things that will come along. There are things that will come along. Matthew chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Read for us tonight.
And he said upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
Many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many, and shall hear, and ye shall hear of wars and
wars. Rumors of wars.
See that you be not troubled.
See that you be not troubled.
For all these things must come to pass.
They've got to come to pass.
But the end is not yet.
The end is not yet. Think about that tonight. I know that's Bible prophecy. Oh, praise God. Wars and rumors of wars. Oh, trouble's coming in your life.
Yes.
Amen. But he said these things must come to pass. There are some things in your life that must come to pass. And you don't have to understand it. You don't have to know why it's coming. You don't have to have all the details worked out. All we need to know is that God said, these things must come to pass. Read.
For nation shall rise against nation.
Yes.
And kingdom against kingdom.
Friend against friend.
Right. And there shall be famines and pestilence.
Brother against brother. Sister against sister. Nation rising against nation. Amen. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And earthquakes in diverse places.
Earthquakes.
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
And shall kill you.
Kill you.
And you shall be hated of all nations.
Hated. We're going to be like sheep to the slaughter. We're going to be like lambs among wolves. Praise God. But all these things must come to pass, for the end is not yet. It's not time for you to go yet. The very reason that you're here in this church tonight is because it's not your time to go yet. Amen. Don't ever consider taking your own life. I didn't plan to say this tonight, but I just feel it right now. Don't ever plan to cut short the days that God has appointed for your life. You say, well, I'm having trouble. Hey, we all have trouble, but the end is not yet. I said the end is not yet. Amen. For other things are going to come along, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences. Oh, we're getting ready to see some more famines in Nigeria. And they said up to 4 million people could starve to death in a very short time. They're saying that because of all the homelessness in Los Angeles, California, that in the summertime of this year, there's going to be an outbreak of measles and hepatitis A and all sorts of rat-infested diseases. And because of the garbage and the rats that are in that area, people literally living in filth. Amen. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Our world is going to be turned upside down. And men are going to say, fall on us, rocks. We don't have a purpose. We don't have a plan. We just want to escape anything that's not comfortable. Amen. We want to escape anything that comes against us that doesn't make us feel good, because it's all about us. Amen. It's all about me and what I feel and what I want. But hey, let me tell you, let me just tell somebody tonight. Amen. It's not all about you. It's not all about you. Amen. It's about the will of God for your life. God gave you your life. It's not right for you to take it. Amen. I said it's not right for you to take it for any other purpose. Amen. Garrett, God gave you your life because He's got a plan for your life. All of you young people here tonight, God has given you your life for a purpose and a plan. Those of us that are the eldest here tonight, God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Amen. Don't cut it short. Well, there's things rising up against me. That's all right. The end is not yet. What do? I've done everything I can think of. Just stand. Just stand. Strength is in standing. And Jesus said, when all these things come to pass, in verse 15 there, we're in Matthew 24:15. Did you read that one? All right, read verse 14 and 15 if it's in there. It's not there. I'll read it for you tonight. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Read.
For a witness unto all nations.
For a witness.
And then the end shall come.
Then the end shall come. In the holy place. Everybody said, in the holy place. In the holy place. He was making reference to the temple. And if you were in here this morning, Brother Reed talked about the tabernacle. And when you go into the holy place, what was in the holy place? And I thought about that while he was saying that, and I thought, I'm going to be preaching on that tonight. Amen. And so you get in the holy place, there were three things: the showbread, the altar of incense, and the golden candlesticks. I'm not going to go through it all again here tonight and spend a lot of time here, but the showbread is the Word of God. Amen. When we get to the time that we have done everything that we can think of, what we need to do is go into the holy place. Get the Word of God out.
Amen.
Well, you're not fighting any battles. No, I'm not fighting a battle, but I'm just going to wait and see what thus saith the Lord. What is the Word of God for me today?
Amen.
Praise God. In the time of trouble, and it's not always trouble, some of the troubles that we have in our generation today is prosperity.
Amen.
It's prosperity. We have so much that we don't think we need the Word of God. But I'm telling you tonight, it's not over yet. Stand upon the Word of God. Galatians 1 and verse 61, he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Amen. There is not another gospel, he said. But if anybody come preaching any other gospel, he said in Galatians chapter 1, he said, let him be accursed. In other words, if we get off of the foundation of God's will for our life, amen, we are not going to stand in the time of difficulty and trouble. If we're going to stand, we've got to stand in the holy place. We've got to stand right there and feast on the showbread. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1, and I made reference to this. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, the doctrine of baptism, so on and so forth. Amen. We've got to stand upon the foundation of the Word of God. But it's more than just a foundation. There's walls to a house. There's windows. There's rooms. Amen. There are places of comfort. There are places of labor. Amen. In any house. And when we build that house, I'm telling you, Jesus said, no man can go into the house and steal the goods unless he bind the strong man first. In other words, whoever is the strongest in that house, you've got to have somebody that's stronger than that person if you're going to get in the house. Amen. I've went up to some homes before and it said, protected by Smith and Wesson. Amen. And you immediately think, I've got to have something bigger than that if I'm going to go in there. Of course, I didn't think that. I'm not a thief. I don't want to be a thief. Amen. I'm not interested in that kind of a lifestyle. But there are those that, have this idea, I'm going to strike fear in the hearts of these people, or I'm going to wait until they're gone, and then I'm going to break into the house. Many robberies take place, I understand, during the daytime where people are at work and they're laboring and they're not thinking about a thief coming, and that's when the thief comes. Jesus said the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But he said, I am come that you might have life. What we've got to stand on tonight is the knowledge and the understanding that the enemy does not have the power to destroy your family. Because we've got a strong man in the house. We're standing in the holy place. The Word of God is the theme of our home. We talk about Scripture. We talk about church. We talk about the preaching of the Word of God. Come on, somebody. Amen. The enemy is going to, he wants to come into your house. Praise God and take everything that you've got. There was the altar of incense. Read Revelation 8, 3 and 4.
And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand.
Oh, praise God. Isn't that marvelous?
Amen.
That's what's happening in the realm of the Spirit. You know what? I just want to get my feet all the way down to bedrock and stand on that Scripture.
Amen.
My prayers have not been forgotten.
Amen.
Your prayers have not gone forgotten. They don't go up into the atmosphere somewhere and dissolve and nothing ever comes of it. Come on, somebody. We've got to learn how to stand. Amen. And when we stand at the altar of incense. And it is a representation of the prayers of the saints. Amen. Well, I just don't feel anything when I pray. Listen, you got to get a stronger hold on this. Amen. You've got to get a deeper consecration than just that. Amen. I'm not coming to pray because I feel something. I'm coming to pray because it is a foundation of my experience in God. I can't live without prayer. I can't move or have my being without prayer in my life. Come on, somebody. And it wasn't just prayer that this altar of incense represented, but it represented the praise and the worship of the people of God. We're really cutting ourselves short when we come and have church and nobody worships the Lord. Well, praise God. Well, I'm not going to get as excited as some folks, but I'll tell you what, if you don't come with the enthusiasm and desire to feel the presence of God, there is something wrong with the foundation. I'm standing on something tonight. You're standing on something tonight. Amen. And part of my foundation is prayer, and part of it is worship unto the Lord. Can we just worship the Lord for a moment here tonight and just thank God that we have something that we can stand upon? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not praising God to show off to anybody. I just need the presence of God in my life. I want the incense to go up, fill the whole tabernacle of God. Amen. And it becomes a sweet-smelling savor in his presence. Praise God. In the holy place, there was the golden candlesticks. You know what? The enemy wants to move you off of your foundation of being a light to your world. Well, I've worked on this job for X amount of years. Everybody knows me, so on and so forth. I can't make a dent. And so therefore, I'm just going to dig me a little hole, and I'm going to take what God gave me. I'm going to bring it out when I come to church, and I'm going to show it off to my brothers and sisters in the Lord. But other than that, that's the extent of my experience with God. That's the extent of my light that I'm going to have to this world. And we know tonight that the golden candlesticks represent the church. Matthew 5 and 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Amen. Revelation 1 and 20, the mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the ministers of the seven churches. That's exactly what that means. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Praise God. It's not just a few people that are showing up on a Sunday night in comparison to the population of our city. Oh, it's just another sermon. No, it's not. It's what I'm standing on.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. It's not just another church building on a corner somewhere. No, this is what I'm standing on.
Amen.
This is the gate to heaven. This is how I get to heaven. You say, well, can I get to heaven without the church? You might be able to if it was a specific situation, but you're stuck out in the desert somewhere and you don't have anything but you and the Lord. I think you could make it to heaven. But I'm telling you what, when there's a church around the corner, amen, and there's a preacher that's ready to preach the Word of God, and there's music and there's singing and there's worship, come on, somebody, help me tonight. I'm standing on some things. I'm not going to let that go by the wayside. I've got something more important that I'm focused on. I'm focused on my feet planted solid on the rock, Jesus Christ. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. Let's stand together tonight. Amen. We're here. But in that midst of the golden candlesticks, He said there was one walking through the midst of the candlesticks. Somebody said, well, can I make it to heaven without the church? The answer basically is no. Most of the New Testament was written to the church. The Bible says He purchased the church with His own blood. And then we have the audacity to say it's really not that important that we go to the house of God. When it says, if two or three are gathered together, I'm there in the midst of them. Well, I'll get back. He's going to be there the next time I come. Listen, you got to get something that you're standing on tonight. When the waters are high and I can't make it, that's one thing. But I'm telling you what, we've got some here. There's someone that's not here tonight, hadn't been here in multiple services. More important in working. It's more important to go to work. It's more important to sleep in. It's more important to do this or that or the other. I'm telling you what, my friend, when the rocks begin to fall and every mountain and everything is moved out of its place, you're going to wish, oh, you're going to pray, and you're going to say, God, if there's just a church somewhere, let me go to the house of God. the church that I got saved in, 2009 May Street. I went and visited with my pastor, and we went in there, the pastor of the church. Some of you know where that building is. The pastor of the church met us and unlocked the front door. The front door was actually chained shut. I thought that was a little bit interesting. And they unlocked the front door, and he said, you know, it's really strange. He said, it happens quite frequently. He said, people come here, they knock on my door, and they ask me, could you unlock the church for us? We just need a place to pray. And you know what it was? It was backsliders. It was people that had left the church, but they knew what was going on inside that building because they had felt the powers of the world to come, and they knew what was preached there was truth. They didn't go across the field to the church behind the church. They didn't go to some other place. There was one building. This is where I got the Holy Ghost. This is where I was baptized. This is where there was a move of God in my life. And I just want to go back to that. Hey, don't ever get to the place where you find yourself in that situation and you've got to go and find out who the pastor is and come back in and sit in the place that you used to sit in, or come to the altar and pray where you used to pray. Get your feet planted. I said, get your feet planted. It's time to stand. It's time to stand. The enemy will tell you it's all right not to give to God. It's all right not to worship God. It's all right for a while not to pray. But I'm telling you, we got to have a solid foundation because this old world is about to be shaken. When I read the district attorneys in 42 states, in 42 states of America, there was some, I think it was the abortion law in Alabama. It was a stricter abortion law. 42 of the DJ, Department of Justice. The DJs, Department of Justice, DOJs, of 42 states said, we are not going to obey that law. We're going to rebel against that law. We're going to let the killing go on. We're going to let it go on. We're going to shout and rejoice when a woman has a baby and they can let that baby live for at least 2 days and then decide whether or not they want it. If they don't want it, they can kill the baby. 2 days old. I saw a picture of a little baby that was the size of an apple, this big. And I think it was 8 ounces when it was born. And they didn't know if it was going to live, but it started growing, and it's over 5 pounds. It's already gained about 5 pounds. And they said, this is a mark against abortion. Hey, I'm not getting into political things here tonight, but I'm telling you what we've got to have is an understanding in our hearts and our minds, because the world will press upon you. Young person, the world will press upon you and tell you you've got to do drugs, you've got to be involved in immorality, you've got to go the way that the crowd goes. But there's a preacher right here in this little church on the corner, amen, that's preaching the truth of the Word of God to you tonight. You need to get a solid foundation on which you stand. You've got to know where you're headed. You got to know what you're doing is the right thing to do. Otherwise, you're headed for disaster in your life. God help us here tonight. Let's pray. Come on, church. Somebody needs this tonight. We all need it, but somebody needs this tonight. Let's pray together. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, move tonight in this place. Move tonight in our hearts. in the name of Jesus. Come on, we've got to have a foundation of prayer. You know how to pray. Amen. We've got to have a foundation of worship. We've got to have a foundation upon the Word of God. God is able tonight to speak to hearts. God is able tonight to move in somebody's life. Why don't we all just come right now and let's present ourselves before the Lord. And if the Word of God has spoken to your heart tonight, just tell the Lord, Lord, I want your will in my life. Come on, it doesn't matter if you're used to this or not. Just close your eyes and say, Lord, I need your will in my life. I need to know the direction to go in my life. I need your direction. I need your help. I need your strength. I need the foundation to stand upon tonight that nothing will move. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Yes. Come on. Come on. Somebody, if you need strength tonight, you've done everything you know to do, but you still got that ball and chain around your ankle. You may leave here tonight with that trouble still in your life, but what the Lord wants you to know is that you need to stand. Just stand in the holy place. Stand with the armor of God. Stand in the truth of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I feel something moving here tonight. There's something moving in this place. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If it's appropriate, why don't you pray for somebody that's close by you and ask God to help them? Because we're in this together. You're among friends tonight. Glory to God. Go ahead. Go ahead. Just tell him out loud. God, I need you in my life. God, I need your touch in my life. God, I need your direction. I'm just floating along and I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm headed. Go ahead. Just tell it to the Lord. Verbalize it to him. Speak it out loud. God will be there to help you. He will let you feel his presence. He will let you know that he cares about you, your life, your future. Come on. Come on, ma'am. Come on. There's a purpose. The end is not yet. I don't know why I've got these troubles. The end is not yet. The end is not yet. There's still some miles to walk. There's still some journey that you've got to go through. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.